Joined now by head coach Jeremy Slaughter of the Tri-County Lady Mustangs. Got a victory last night against the Trenton Junior Varsity, 53-36. Followed a win a little while ago back on the 4th of December against North Harrison. Game tonight against Union Star, and then a big one on Thursday against Mercer. Let's talk about it with Coach Slaughter. Coach, how are you doing today?
Doing good. Glad to get to play some games this week.
Yeah, you were telling me about the Trenton JV. I know the Trenton JV was going over to Jamesport last night. I didn't realize that that was a late switch because Oreck had had COVID-19 issues. So nice to have a school close by in Trenton that can help you out with some game.
Yeah, we really appreciated them coming over last night. I think it ended up being a good night for both teams. For us, we ended up being virtual most of last week, so we didn't have any practices like we'd hoped. So that was the first time we were back out on the court. So we appreciated them coming over. Scheduling this year has been a nightmare, so it really helps out when a neighboring school can step up and come over and play on a short notice. So we're very thankful for the Trenton School District doing that last night.
This will be an interesting week because you have home games. You just don't have a lot of time to get practices in.
Yeah, I mean, and to be quite honest, we looked at last night and then tonight as well. We're trying to get our legs back underneath us a little bit and just try to do some things that are simple and that fit our system. And then hopefully we will have some good game prep tomorrow as we get ready for Mercer on Thursday night.
Yeah, you talked about getting your legs underneath you a little bit. First question, once you start practice in November, how long does it usually take before you feel like the girls are in good shape? Is that a couple of week process with getting them to where they want to be?
Yeah, I think so. Usually about the middle of that second or maybe more middle of the third week, you start feeling like you're more game ready. Middle of the second week is usually a time where they start getting sore and they're feeling it a little bit. So it takes some time, and we took a different approach this year than what we normally do because we know there's a lot of uncertainty. So, it's just been crazy, and we just are going to keep trying to do the best we can as we move along here. And the girls responded well last night, and hopefully they will again tonight.
Yeah, how well do you feel like the girls played last night, Coach? Did they show signs of rust, or were they pretty good?
Well, I think, it's kind of a little bit of what I expected. Some of our strengths, we did those things well, and some of our weaknesses, for example, our half-court offense, I thought we struggled. Whenever we tried to slow things down and play in the half-court a little bit, especially in the third quarter, we struggled. And, that's something we got to improve on because we know we're going to have players out from time to time, and we may not be able to press and fast break like we'd like to. So that's something we just got to keep working on, trying to get better at. But I thought our strengths kind of shined through, and some of our weaknesses stood out a little bit more last night.
Looks like, and I know the Union Star boys played King City last week. I don't see that the girls did, which I imagine that's probably COVID-related over there. But Union Star hasn't played since the PVI tournament on the 1st of December, so it's going to be hard to find some information on them.
Yeah, I think they bring a lot of the same girls back that they've had the last couple of years. They've struggled, but you can see there's some potential there. So, I think we're going to have to come out and execute and play good team defense, and hopefully we'll get enough shots to fall tonight to help us get a win.
Yeah, how much – you did some good things and, some things to work on, but you got a win last night. And the bottom line is the girls got back on the floor. They got some conditioning back, and they just got the feel of being on the floor again. That has to be a benefit when you have a game the next night.
Definitely. And, it's something when we're in this situation, we're not trying to give them too much information. We know they're nervous about playing and worried about being out of shape and those types of things. So we try to keep it very simple these first two games this week, and hopefully we'll play well enough to win tonight like we did last night. But my focus, and I think our team's focus, is we want to get our legs back underneath us, play as well as we can on the defensive end and get some shots to fall, and then tomorrow night we'll spend a lot of time getting ready for Mercer.
Yeah, Mercer's a big game. They got a lot of freshmen that are playing for Coach Owens, and just Coach Owens, with the way he knows how to win basketball games, that turns Mercer into a different beast, so to speak, this year. But they also have Meineke inside. When you're trying to slow down Mercer, are you more concerned about Meineke hurting you, or if you pay too much attention to some of those outside shooters that get open looks?
Meineke. It's always Meineke with them. She's so good in the paint, and we don't have great size, so we've got to do some different things to try to help on her. But she's really what makes them go on the offensive end, and really defensively too. So we're going to have to do a good job of trying to take advantage of any mismatches that we might have, and find some different ways to be effective depending on what they do with Meineke. I mean, they're clearly, I think, the favorites in the conference and probably the favorites in our district too. So that's the team that we know we're going to have to get by at some point, and we'll come out and see how close both teams are on Thursday night.
When you're playing your best, Coach, and the coaches always say this, boy, I just want that one night where it just all clicks for us, and sometimes it's hard to get there. But when you envision your girls playing their best, what are the things that you envision?
Well, I think we've got to shoot the ball well from outside. I think that's important, especially against really good teams. We need to be on our game shooting the ball. You know, we want to get some inside scoring, and we have a couple girls who can do that, Destiny Gutshall and Lucy Turner and Lexi Wyatt. They all provide some inside driving and scoring for us. So we want to get kind of a combination of some inside-outside game. And then defensively, we've got to pick up the tempo, make the team play at our pace, and then we've got to do a good job rebounding. That was a weakness for us last year, and that's something we've spent a lot of time on this year. And if we do that, we feel like we're going to be a tough team to beat.
The head coach of the Tri-County girls Jeremy Slaughter, the Lady Mustangs. They got a game coming up next Monday at Hale against Hale Bosworth. And it looks like, is there a chance, Coach, are you going to add anything over Christmas break due to the loss of Holiday Hoops, or is next game after that look like it's going to be Gilman City?
It looks like at this point it's going to be Gilman City after the break. And we'll look at some options as we move down the road and see if there's anything available that would fit our schedule. But right now it looks like we won't have anything until Gilman City after we play Hale next Monday.
And Gilman City is going to be at Jamesport. That'll be the first game back for Gilman City. Of course, we don't have the Gilman City coaching shows today because they're done because of coronavirus all the way until New Year's. So they're going to have to get in shape quickly for that trip over to Jamesport on the 5th of January. Coach, I wish Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas to you and to all yours over there at Jamesport. And we'll talk to you again in the new year about Gilman City.
All right, thanks a lot. We appreciate the coverage.